first person here is David Gamandi.
Good evening, councilors. As I said, my name is David Gamandi. I live just outside the city limits. So it's been 3 weeks since the violent, deadly attack on our community, and we find the council's response woefully inadequate. We are disappointed that instead of demanding Signor's resignation, that he was forced to read an apology from a piece of paper. We are disappointed in the so-called independent review, which is led by a lawyer who paid $200 to Signor's campaign and charges us $545 an hour. I would say that was $200 well spent. We are also disappointed by the so-called economic recovery team. As this community struggles to regroup, the capitalists, the same people who fund your campaigns and think they own the city, saw their bottom lines take a hit, so they called you all into action. They needed to get their profits back up as soon as possible, and you guys were more than willing to help. So what you all call an economic recovery project, we call hunger. We are appalled by this Moloch propaganda effort that this team, which includes city officials and business leaders, are unashamedly engaging in. A slogan, hashtag, and advertising does not put the city back together again. But how can you all say you stand for love when you've proven to us that you all don't have a spine? Who is on this so-called economic recovery team? I doubt that it includes the unemployed, the underemployed, or the homeless. You know, the people who could have used an economic recovery before August 12th. Is there anyone making under $30,000 on this team? I hope you all really publish the names. Because I doubt it, because this team probably includes the owners of the city, the campaign donors, the 1%. And we know that with capitalism, the benefits and profits accumulate at the top and not much really trickles down. If you all cared about the waiters and the waitresses, they wouldn't be dependent on tips to make a living. The city would have a living wage, which after Governor McAuliffe's veto is not subject to the Dillon rule. Capitalism is racist. The solution is also not black capitalism. One person who we know who is on this economic recovery team is the general manager of the Graduate Hotel, and she's a person of color. However, her job is to make more profits for the owners of the Graduate Hotel, which is a private company called Pyramid Hotel Group, and they're based in Boston. So the profits that come out of the Graduate Hotel flow out of Charlottesville. And that's just one example of what I've been able to piece together about this economic recovery team. So in conclusion, I would like to urge the council to stop kicking the poor and working class while they are down through regressive taxes like the meals tax. This council wants to stand for Seville and a true economic recovery. Please pass a living wage and an income tax on the wealthy. This way you won't have to nickel and dime us through parking meters to pay for really expensive